and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of So You Think You Can Dance here on AfterBuzz TV. It's our second to last show, the penultimate show. I love using that vocabulary word. We go, it's the top four, it's the performance finale. I'm kind of sad,
Yeah, it is sad.
Yeah, well, let's introduce everyone. I'm Kristen Burt. Next to me,
I'm Allison Dean.
And I'm Chloe West.
And our special guest, and I think it's taken me three seasons to get you here, and I'm super happy you are, Stacey Tookie.
Yay!
Yes, and the most adorable baby ever. We were just talking about hard work.
I think so, too.
Yeah. If you guys are not following her on Instagram or Twitter, the pictures, it's like the happiest baby I've ever seen in my life.
She really is happy.
So sweet.
Better than an unhappy baby.
True.
Yes.
Well, we're so glad you're here, and I'm glad that you worked on the show this week, too, to give us, like, all the insight and what it was like, because as you and I said before the show started, the stakes are high for a night like this.
Yeah, ooh. Absolutely. There's so much on their plate. Like, you see them at the beginning of the season, and then you don't know who's going to make it through to the top four. And they're so exhausted. They're just kind of worn to their, like, raw self. And so when you walk in as a choreographer on that show, it's like you have your work cut out for you because they're a little like this. They just have so much going on, and the stakes are so high, and they all want it so bad.
And they had five dances on their plate. That's not an easy load at all.
No, no, especially because they've never done that many duets, you know? They've always had, like, the group piece or, like, the stage and street piece and then the group piece. So they've done, like, some numbers on the show leading up, like, usually three. But to do three duets where you're really, like, you can only see two dancers on stage, it's so much pressure. It's so much more pressure than a mini group.
I had watched the show on the internet because I just came back from the East Coast, and I went back to my DVR when I landed, and I'm like, did I miss a group number?
Yeah.
Oh,
I went back
yeah,
and
yeah.
rewound all the way to the beginning yeah. just to make sure, because I'm like, did I miss something?
That happened to me at the beginning because I watch it on my DVR, and I was like, oh, did I miss it? Like, did it not record the beginning?
I know.
Yeah.
No.
All right, I'm glad I'm up the only one then, because yeah, I was yeah. a little bit like, I'm a little discombobulated about what's happening here.
Yeah.
The four contestants, I think it's really interesting. We only have one guy in the top four, which yeah. is really unique. And, you know, Virgil, he tried out in season 8. Here he is. Yaya, we all know her from season 11, tried out. Here she is. Haley, three times to Vegas.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was three times to Vegas.
Me neither.
Until
yeah,
they talked about it again. Yeah. And you're just like, wow. Like, that's really hard to get that far each time and not make it and then have the guts to go back. That's kind of awesome.
It really is. It reminds me of Armin Way, who always, like, made it to, like, Green Mile, and then they would cut him, and you're like, don't cut him! Like, make him put him through. And Gabby, two times this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love the determination of, like, my parents were just going to keep flying me to the next city.
And her parents were sitting in front of me in the last show, too, and they were kind of nodding, like, she said, and it saves them a lot of money that I got through the second time. I was like, I know, I feel you.
I know, because at the last minute, too, you're like, $500, last minute flight.
It would have been a cool, though, segment for them to cut, like, every audition that she had this season. You know, it would have been kind of cool to see all of those.
See it all go through and everything. How do you feel about the format? I know we talked a little bit about it before the show began, but it's been interesting hearing from some of the all-stars, some of the choreographers, their feelings on how it feels.
Yeah, the new format, I mean, I knew going in when I heard from the producers how it was going to be, I was like, the first thing I thought of was this is going to be a real challenge for the choreographers. Mm-hmm. Because you're just always going to get someone that's out of their genre completely. Like, it's not like in the previous seasons when we have, like, a tapper or a hip-hopper, but really they're trained across the board because dancers now, that's what they do. They've been watching the show. These dancers have been watching the show since they've been, mm-hmm. you know, yay big. So they've known that this is where they want to get on the show. So they train in everything. So this year when you really had the street side that is not, they're literally not trained. Like, Yaya is not trained. And I know because I've had her twice. And I mean, she works so hard and I loved working with her, but it's a whole different ball game when they never did any partnering in Vegas week. They never did any other style in Vegas week. So you only saw them do their thing. And so you really were taking such a risk to bring them on the show and not know how that was going to happen and what was going to kind of come to light. And so I kind of was like, oh, this is going to be really interesting. It's going to push the choreographers in a new way, for sure. But it's also, you know, the audience is used to a certain caliber of routine. So we're feeling a lot of pressure to bring that caliber. But when you just haven't had the training, it's really hard for someone like Yaya to all of a sudden try to be like a contemporary dancer that's, you know, trained for 30 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, not 30 years, but,
you know. 18.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's really, it's such a challenge.
I think we felt that this year as an audience a little bit was like, it wasn't until we got into top 10, I think, mm-hmm. that we were like, oh, these are the dances that we were waiting for, because yeah. all of those dancers were really strong. I did feel like the first few episodes, once they got into top 20, we were like, I don't know if everyone's going to get it. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if this dance is going to happen yeah. the way it's supposed to.
You think that. We were sitting over there in the audience, like, sweating. Like, is this really going to happen? I mean, there was so much left to the uncertainty, like more than normal, and that was so frightening in a way. And I guess that's, you know, that taking big risks like that with the show is what they're going for, to mix it up. And but I agree with you, like, really it was hard to connect with them, and it was hard to see these routines that you were expecting this level, and really until the All-Stars came in there and you really felt that jump in the caliber of the show, up until then it was a real fight, I think. And the competitors felt it too. They were really nervous, I think. And it's just, they're so far out of their box, and it's a lot to expect from them in like 7 hours to learn something new like that.
Really is crazy. And one other thing that we talked about, and we have heard this from the fans all season long, the missing partnerships that we didn't have from early on, because it was like the trios. And did you
miss
that?
Yeah, and I agree. I was like, I think that's what people latch onto, and myself too. I'd be like, oh my gosh, look at their dynamic together.
Yeah.
And then week to week, you're like, well, I know that they're really good at lifting, or they're really good at connecting, or they need to work on this. And it was a team effort, and I think people connected to that. And I really miss that. I mean, it was fun as a choreographer to work with the trios, but at the same time, I feel like just changing every week, it was another thing that the dancers had to worry about, another thing the choreographers had to worry about, and harder for the audience to really latch onto those dancers.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like they didn't know their names as early as, like, that's earlier true. Seasons, when you're like, oh, I remember, you know, like you said, like Jasmine and Aaron, like the tall
team
couple.
Team doll.
Yeah.
You just, like, the couple stands out to you. So I miss that for sure.
Yeah, and I think we talked about this a lot last season, where all of Jessica's contestants kept on getting
voted
off, where we were joking, like, she's the Black Widow, like, what's happening? But understand how difficult and challenging that was for her, and she rolled with it, which was amazing. Yeah. But now everyone was doing it. All the top 20 was shuffling around every single week. So
yeah, I also, the only thing too that I miss from this season that other seasons have had is when the All-Stars do a big group number. You remember they used to do that? No, I don't think they did it last season, but in the seasons before, they would have the All-Stars do a big group number, or at least be in a group number with everyone else, and I really miss that.
I think they're doing that for the finale.
Ooh la la!
I mean, oops. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, they could be on the show.
Maybe.
But yeah, there's definitely some All-Stars in the finale. So.
Well, yes. We know. That you, hopefully
back.
That
yeah.
usually happens.
We know Comfort's not in. She was here last week, and she's in London with Missy Elliott. No big deal.
Sorry.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah,
I can't wait for that show.
Let's get into the night, because I know we had a lot of dances to talk about.
Yeah.
And they kicked it off with Haley and Yaya with the Nick Bass, Misha Gabriel hip hop piece. What did we think about this one? Let's start right off.
Man, Haley's so strong. It's crazy. And I really felt like she held her own in this. And this dance was really cool. I really like this style of hip hop. Mm-hmm. And I think it's great for the finale too. It really did feel like a finale dance. But I'm just shocked by Haley. I feel like she was the dark horse of this season a little bit. We didn't really notice her until the robot dance, and then you kept being like, oh wow, she's good again. Oh yeah, she was good again. And we didn't expect it every episode with her, and now it's like, wow, Haley could win this. She's so strong.
So strong. And so strong in so many, like you said, in everything that she did. And I really felt that this week too, when I was sitting back and watching the rehearsal of the top four, and I thought, oh my gosh, I was expecting Yaya to, she always catches my eye, especially when she does her thing.
Yeah.
But when I watched the first time that piece went up, actually I was watching Haley, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm watching Haley, and this is a hip hop number. So I was blown away by her too. I really think you're right in saying she's a dark horse for sure this season.
Yeah. I like that.
I liked it. It was not my fave opening of the season. I thought Haley held it down. definitely. I think my eyes still went to Yaya for most of it, but it was definitely, like, they were competing for my eye the whole time. So that was interesting. I thought it was good.
You know, the one, and this is a, from a choreography thing, I wanted them to use the ladder again.
Right? Oh, yeah, that's interesting. Weird.
I was like, I wanted... I think levels sometimes on TV, especially when you're watching from home, you're like, I want them to go back up and do something really cool on that ladder.
Yeah, because they just climbed off of it.
Yeah.
I know.
And I thought it was
climb down, yes.
It's just funny when you sit there. It's like so easy to be the armchair critic of like, choreographers,
use that ladder.
Easy.
But it, you know, and the interesting thing is anytime you go watch a show live, it looks so much different than seeing it on TV, whether it's Dancing with the Stars or So You Think. You're like, oh, didn't notice that live. Yep. At home I did, and so it's interesting what catches your eye. Let's move on to the next piece, which was one of my favorite of the night.
Ever, Gabby. In history, yes.
Yeah, Lyrical Hip Hop by Season 5's Philip Shabib.
Like, mind blown, goosebumps. I didn't even know what to do with myself. I want to rewatch it 1,000 times. I just thought it was, like, one of the coolest things ever. I really do. I like how it was all, like, water. Like, their bodies were so fluid, but it was so rhythmic. And I don't know. It was like nothing I've seen before.
Really?
I thought it was rad.
I thought they needed, like, a whole day more of rehearsal.
Really?
Uh-huh. Interesting.
When I was, could see what, first off, Philip, that's incredible that he choreographed that. That was awesome.
Yeah.
It's like, I see where he was going, but I actually felt like they were ahead of the beats a little bit. Like, I wanted them to be a little, I don't, the word isn't slow, like, it's not slower through what they were doing, but I did feel like they were like, now this move. Now this move.
Oh, interesting.
Now this move. Now this move. And I wanted them to, like, sit in the dance more.
I'm sure they would have taken an extra day.
Right. Of course.
Choreographers would love it.
It was really cool. And I felt like I could see where it was going. And I loved how I love that the music and the dance fit so well together. I thought that was really cool. But I did feel like I could just see when I was watching, and sometimes the camera does this too, because the camera slows down movement a little bit. So I just felt like I could see the holes in the dance.
It was shot quite close, I think, too, for a lot of it. So you can see. I mean, but I agree with you that I was blown away by just the style of it. I think it was very different, and I think it's hard to come up with something different on the show. So for Philip, I was, like, really impressed with what that was. I told him that. I was like, it really blew me away. Yeah.
Is it cool to see old contestants and then become choreographers? And
absolutely.
Like, they're like, oh, you've grown.
Yeah, it's funny to see them actually sit with the choreographers and be really nervous. You know, not because they're sitting with the choreographers, but because they're not on stage. You don't have control. Like, I know for me, like, it's way worse watching it than if I was performing it. Like, I just want to go up there and help them. I just want to go up there and do it. And so seeing them sit there and, like, just kind of, like, they have no control over it because they can't do it. And, you know, they're amazing dancers in their own right. I think that's really funny to watch. But it's really cool when they come back, and they come back with something that's so unique, like you said, and just, you know, inspiring to see.
And she was in socks.
I loved that. I loved that.
I was like, oh, my God. Is she going to, like, fly off the stage?
You know,
I
what? It's actually really
easier.
Awesome. It's awesome to dance in socks as a contemporary dancer. It really
is.
It's
one of the best things to do.
Well, when she did that,
I was nervous for her.
She did the split with it and then slid right back up. Yeah. It was really cool. And I was just wondering if that was planned in rehearsals, or if they decided it later on as a costume choice.
Mm. Oh, that was planned for sure.
Yeah,
for the friction on the stage. I mean, you just have to have the perfect amount to, like, do something like that. Like that split. I'm sure that's exact move why she was wearing socks.
Yeah,
I think he was crying after too.
He looked emotional. I thought that was
which
good.
I always look to the choreographers after and go, okay, this is the right reaction. You know,
but I think too, like the dance, like the floor work that they started with, it was so simple in many ways, but it was so intricate, and it could have. With a different choreographer, maybe different dancers, it could have looked like, what is that going on? And I just thought it just was really beautiful and fluid, and then it sort of set the whole tone for the dance. So
I'll have to rewatch it.
Yeah, watch it again. I watched it twice because I was really fascinated.
Yeah, I'll have to rewatch it.
You know, this is one interesting thing, though. Like, when I saw Virgil and Gabby do this, I was like, I would love to have seen, and just flip this around, put Gabby in the piece with Yaya that kicked off the night, and then put Haley in this. Mm. Just because I know Haley can do the hardcore, like, hip-hop, and I'm like, I want to see Gabby do something a little bit more edgy, and I want to see Haley do something a little bit more soft, which she's had the opportunity to do, but I think it would have been more of a challenge, I think, for both of them.
Oh, yeah. I agree. That would be cool.
Just Casting flipping around. But, you know. All right, let's move on to Yaya and Gabby. Gosh, they were just going back to back.
After that commercial break, I was like, poor thing. Uh-huh. How did she do that?
They're back.
Nick and RJ in a jazz piece. All right, Chloe, I just saw that face.
I'm, like, trying to be nice this week. And so it's all showing in my face, though, because usually the words just spit out of my mouth, and I'm holding it, so my face just reacts now.
It's why everyone loves you. They don't want you to hold back.
Right. I love jazz, and jazz is my jam. And I liked this, and I liked... I wish the producers would have put it after a different dance, because there was some, like, cool different body connection things that were happening, and I didn't want to see it right after the one we had just seen, but I liked the concept, but it didn't, nothing, like, stood out. This wasn't a dance that I was like, ooh, and maybe because it was the finale and there were other finale dances tonight that really, like, had me glued to the TV, but this one I was just like, oh, that move was cool. Oh, that was cool. Yeah, two women and they're powerful. Yeah, but that was all that I felt from this.
I also thought the costuming was awesome, but I also thought it was not correct because you couldn't see any of what their legs were doing. Really,
I think that was on purpose.
Oh, crap.
I'm just saying, because if you really look at it, I mean, from a choreographer standpoint, when you're thrown, like, you're doing a jazz piece and you're like, okay, you're being told, like, they have to, this is top four, they need to really show that they can do all these different styles. When really, I mean, Yaya is doing amazing when you think of the time that she's done, but mm-hmm. compared to someone that's trained, she doesn't have the technique.
It makes sense.
So she even said to me, she was like, I'm so happy there's a reason why she was wearing a long dress in my routine as well, because it hides a little bit of what's going on. It gives the audience something else to look at. Mm-hmm. And also that piece was choreographed with the skirts. So that costuming was done intentionally, I think, for the piece. I'll just speak from the choreographers on that.
I
think that's where it was coming from.
I can see that.
And you'll see it on Dancing with the Stars too. They'll do it, like, sometimes if you see a quick step with a long skirt, because you normally want to see
everything.
They're hiding everything.
The
we do
really
see that.
As fast, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So it is something for anyone that watches both shows to keep their eye out for, since that show's starting next week.
But don't keep
week.
Too, not too much, because you don't want to know our tricks, right?
Yeah, you're like,
we're not hiding too many things.
I did think it was good that they were slightly less fabric than what was in rehearsal.
Right.
I was like, a little reprieve. Like, they're not having to contend with as much now.
Right, yeah.
What about, since I do think that these are Yaya and Gabby, I feel like these are the final two that'll be standing, one from each, you know, team street, team stage. Who did you watch more in this piece?
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good question.
You know, Maya wasn't really pulled to either.
I was watching both.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I felt like they were pretty even in it. There were moments that Yaya's face would pull me because she's so animated in her face. And when she smiles, it really, you know, I feel like your eyes just go straight to her because her face lights up. But... yeah, I don't really think I was favoring one or the other in this dance.
I think that's what's going to make it really hard.
Mm-hmm. But it was interesting. I thought the judges were kind of laying into Yaya last night not in the way that they have been in previous weeks.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I think she's really tired or injured.
Stacey,
she has had an injury.
I can tell she was really injured.
I mean, they're all like pieced
her,
together. Right
yeah,
now.
Her. I think her exhaustion really showed tonight more than it ever has, because in the first hip hop, she didn't look tired, but I was like wanting more from her. And then in her hip hop with Cyrus, it really showed for me. I was like, wait, Yaya, your animation is usually way better than this. And I can usually see more, and I was like, maybe it's the costume. Maybe I want to see her skin more. And I was like, maybe she's just
dead tired.
Like, I don't know if that dance specifically called for, like, if the judges, you know, if that was right for that dance. But I did feel like as the show went on, Yaya did seem really tired to me.
Poor Yaya.
I haven't watched playback, but being at the show, I thought the exact reverse. Because
during the
week, like leading up to, you saw kind of the moments in the week that some dancers mm-hmm. kind of were like a little under. And there was, like, the day before, I was like, Yaya looks really broken down. Like, she's just kind of really exhausted, and a mind over matter is not really working for her. And she's feeling overwhelmed, I felt. And she's had kind of a back. She's, like, slipped disc in her back.
Oh.
I think that's her, like, whole injury.
It's been on social media. It's not a secret.
No, she's been battling. She's really upfront, never complains, and she just is very smart about her body. She always has it wrapped or whatever. But I think there was like different moments that each four of the dancers were kind of like, there was a moment too that Virgil, his Mr. Personality, I walk in rehearsal and he was like,
oh dear,
just stone. And I was like, I think they all kind of are affected differently. But actually the day of the performance in the studio, the energy coming off the stage, and especially from Yaya, was really, like, it was tangible. So it's really interesting how it comes across on TV. Like you said, it's so different. And I haven't watched the playback yet, so I'm not really sure, you know, how it went down. But, yeah.
Yeah, and stakes are high, too. Nerves get the best of people, too. I mean, that's another thing.
What did you think of that one, Kristen?
I thought, you know, between the two of them, I loved the look of it. I actually did love the look of the skirts and everything. I thought they both looked gorgeous. I thought that they did have a nice connection together. For me, I really was like, who's going to win? Because I feel like it's down to these two young ladies, and I'm like... Because if you asked me last week, I think it would have been Yaya. If you asked me this week, I feel like it was Gabby. Mm. And then, you know, I'm always someone that goes, like, to the math. And I'm always like, let me look at Gabby's Twitter account. And she's got, like, 9,700 followers. And then you go and you look at Yaya, and she's got 65,000. We don't know how they've been all season. And I sit there and think, is that one going to trump the other? Maybe. Mm. Because a lot of those numbers do fall in line of, like, who goes. But
And this whole season we've been saying it's going to be a female hip-hop dancer that's going to win. So.
We predicted Yaya from, like, week one. So, I mean, she's still here.
I don't know.
Here.
I did say Urellis at one point. way off.
You know, in your defense, I thought Urellis was going to go further than she did.
I thought Urellis was going to be the dark horse.
From the first time I saw her, I was like, I really like her. I just never, you know, some of the pieces didn't come together for her.
Cried when she got here. I was really upset.
It's America's favorite dancer, and so that was your favorite. That's okay. Before we move on to Stacey's piece next, I just want to remind everyone that if you guys remember, we were talking about the dance battle casting a few months ago. Well, it's starting, and I love this. Maria Menounos, Derek, and Julianne Hough, you remember their battles on Instagram over the holidays. Now it's America's chance to dance. Eight families have been chosen to come to LA and battle. I think this is going to be so much fun. Make sure you check it out because it is going to be epic. Set your DVRs. The show is called Dance Battle America, and it airs on Monday on ABC, September 14th, right after Dancing with the Stars at 10 p.m. Can you ask for better placement?
Yes.
That's pretty good, right?
3 hours of dance. Done. Love it.
That's awesome.
It really is. I was like, ABC knows what they're doing. All right, let's talk about your piece, Stacey. You had Yaya and Virgil, and I know when we were talking about it, you're like, usually I have like an all-star and a contemporary trained dancer, and here I have the two street dancers this week.
And you didn't go easy on them. Like, that was the part that I was like, whoa.
Well, this is the thing. Okay, so yes, I usually have, I mean, I've done this show for 8 seasons, and most of the time I'm doing the top four, and you kind of save, you don't save the best for last, but you're thinking like, this is it, you gotta make it so good. And you know, I've almost always get an all-star, and you're just thinking about this piece so much. And so when I got told, okay, no all-star, because there was no contemporary dancers that made it to the end, so there's no contemporary all-stars, right? So that's how it works out. So it's like their style. So I went, okay, and then they said, you've got the two street dancers, and I was like, that's just cruel on for everyone, you know? And so it really was a matter of digging deep and finding, you know, they had already both done contemporary on the show. They've already both been praised for what they've done in contemporary on the show because it's so far out of their genre. If you compare it to other dancers, you know, it's not comparable. But for them, it's unbelievable what they're doing. I truly believe that. And I had worked with Yaya before. And so, and Virgil had just come off a contemporary piece the week before. So, but both the times they were used their intricacy and their, like, the choreographers were smart about how they use them in contemporary. And so this time they were like, you know what, it's top four. They need to show fluidity. They need to show, and you know what? I was like, you know what? We got to go for it. And I didn't know who I was going to get when I was preparing the piece. And so I was like, I'm going to go all out. And of course, I made some changes a little bit to it, but it was one of those things that it was, even if it exposed them, I think it was what was needed to be shown. I think they needed something different. They didn't need to be shown them doing hip hop to contemporary music.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things that I just was like, you know what? I have to give this to them to see what they can do because that's what the show's about. Mm-hmm. It's not about showing, you know, them doing all the things that they're good at. It's showing them do all the different styles. And to tell you the truth, when I walked in the rehearsal the first day, I was like, what is this going to be? And the two of them, you know, they were, you know, heads down and working really hard and had the 5 routines. So they're, you know, they're exhausted. Our rehearsal started at 6:30 a.m. All 3 days I had them. So you can imagine, I mean, they're like, kind of like walking in like, So, you know, the first few hours of rehearsal, I was kind of like, oh, I'm not sure about this, but those two surprised me so much, and I have to give them props, because if you got me for 7 hours to learn how to animate, I mean, it would not look anything remotely close to animating. So I think that you have to kind of flip the tables and go look at these dancers, especially Yaya. Virgil has a little bit of training, but it was a little bit further back in his memory, so mm-hmm. it was hard to recall still, but Yaya was literally learning a different language. Mm-hmm. And they would get things, and I'd be like, yes, that's it, I saw it, oh my gosh. And then the next moment it would slip away. So it's a matter of consistency was so hard without the training in their bodies. Mm. And that's when you just don't know what you're going to get. And so as a choreographer, you're like, well, how much do I dumb it down, or how much do I give them to push them, when every single moment it changes what they show you, because it's what they're able to do on the spot. So
a different type of muscle memory.
Completely. Yeah. So it's like, you know, it's such an interesting thing. And I sat there and, you know, I sat back and went, you know, let's see if it happens. And it happened. And I thought they were beautiful. And it showed a side to them that they've never shown. Was it the most captivating contemporary piece ever on the show? Absolutely not. But for them, I was really, really just proud as a choreographer.
I love that. And you know, and I think that's what this season has been about, is it's seeing a lot more growth than I think we've seen in other seasons, yeah. especially on the street side.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't even want to discount even Haley and Gabby, because Gabby has just been like on this slow, steady rise. Like,
yeah.
It's been really interesting, because we're like, oh, she's a good tapper, but she's been nailing it in every single style, and Haley's just a star. She's got charisma.
I think the one thing they messed up with this season in this new format was not having them do animation. Mm. Like, not going really specific into the street styles. I know that would be so hard, but it's just, I think it would have been a really cool challenge, because, I mean, they made B-boys and animators,
yeah, that's true.
Do,
right.
you know, Bollywood.
Well, then you would also say, like, why
things.
Don't they do tap?
Yes, I've always wanted that.
Why don't you do a ballet number?
Yeah, that's so true.
They've done it only twice, but they always do it with a ballet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because it's so interesting, because there's kind of a double standard on a lot of the styles, and it's hard to see how it would work. Like, if you're not a tapper, like I trained in tap, but if you're not a tapper, if you learn tap, I mean, you're just gonna be air tapping.
Shuffling,
like you're like
yeah.
flap across the stage. I mean, I don't know how exciting that is.
Shuffle
so,
step, tip, tip,
yeah.
Step.
I mean, like, I don't know if you can make that look good. So I guess like the other styles, it's a little bit easier to fake. You know, contemporary, you're just gonna be a mode and do some like sharp, strange movements, and you're gonna pass it off as contemporary.
The
you know?
Thing is though,
yeah.
The thing is, on Dancing with the Stars, they did contemporary once, and it was...
No, they do it every season.
Yeah.
Well, remember the first time? I think it was, like, Derek and the lady who used to be a soap star, or maybe still is a soap star.
Well, they did it during All-Star season.
Was so bad. Whatever, whoever that was, it was so bad. And they tried to do all of, like, the go-to moves. You know, the run and then jump in the arms, and, like, it was so...
Are you thinking of Val and Kelly Monaco?
Yes, that is who I'm thinking of.
You know what?
That one was
Val
so
did a good
bad.
Job of making Kelly, who was a non-dancer in season one.
She won, right?
Yeah. She won in season one, and she wasn't good, and she actually was really good in season 15. I don't want to get distracted by this, but I want to say one thing about Jason, because we've been giving him a hard time on some of his criticisms, but I thought he made a really interesting comment saying, like, to Virgil and Yaya that their bodies had changed and morphed, like, throughout the season, which I think was actually kind of accurate. Like, you see some of the strength coming, some of the core work.
I think a lot of the dancers completely changed the way they look from the beginning to the end of the show. I mean, a lot of it's just, it's so grueling. A lot of them just lose weight.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, it's like the same thing you can have diet.
Yeah.
Which I love to go on after having a baby, but on our side of the thing, we just sit there nervously eat,
like,
so it's not right. But, yeah, I mean, and also just training, like, actually, when Yaya was rehearsing, it's so funny, because, you know, like, her feet don't stretch, her legs don't stretch. You know, she's not trained, and she was rehearsing for my piece, and she had like leggings on and black socks, and I was like, she looked like longer, and she looked like she was like a contemporary dancer. I mean, they're just trying to embody these different forms, and you know, in some forms their body is kind of taking on some of it. So
also real fast, I just want to compliment how you did like the lighting and the costuming, whatever tips or whatever suggestions, because I thought Yaya looked
gorgeous.
Like a goddess.
Yeah. And that I have to give like a shout out to Marina, our wardrobe department. She's unbelievable. Like, you literally have an
nominated
idea,
Marina.
She's incredible. She's like the best.
But even the lighting, because I've been sad. Like, in the first episode, they showed the stage and all the lighting on stage, and then I feel like not everyone has utilized it as much as they could have. And I was like, stars everywhere. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. Anyway,
it
sorry.
It does make a huge difference when they put the whole package together.
Yeah.
All right, we have a lot of dances.
Yeah,
to
I know.
Go through.
Okay.
A lot of time, so we're going to have to keep it short.
Power on.
Haley and Virgil doing a Josh Bergassi Broadway piece. This one I just thought was really cute.
It is.
I
it was.
I loved this one.
Oh, interesting.
This was my favorite Broadway number of the season.
Wow.
Yeah, I loved this one. Wow. I thought it was really good. I sort of wish the camera wasn't so close to Haley's face all the time, though. Like, I almost felt like she was pressured to, like, constantly
do stuff, yeah.
making faces. But I really loved this Broadway number. I just thought both of them were so strong, and it was so fun and high energy the whole time. I really liked this one.
For me, this one just, like, confirmed that Virgil needs to, like, always have a place in a Broadway show for, so like, true. The rest of his life.
So fire him.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I was like, this is your so destiny true. Right now.
And that's their personalities. Destiny. Like, that's the other thing, too. I watched the piece, and I was like, you could see those two actually act that out, like, in real life. Like, that was their personalities, which was so fun to see something that, you know, Josh did that was so up their alley.
Yeah.
It was great.
And this is the one that I was like, this is a partnership that could have happened all season long.
Yeah.
I would have been super happy.
That would have been
the two of them together, perfect. Mm-hmm. Done. All right, let's move on to Travis Wall, contemporary with Haley and Gabby in this one. This is a strong female number.
It was, and yet, and while I appreciated how they were affected by it, and it was beautiful, and it was, I mean, there's not a negative thing I can say. It just, there's been other dances of a similar vein that have moved me a bit more than this one.
Mm.
That's all. Mm. Like, it wasn't, I didn't give it, like, asterisks that it was one of my faves, so, which I did for other things.
I think they felt it though.
They felt no, they did.
They felt it.
They were.
I think they were on a different level than what we were on sometimes.
Yeah,
like that happens with dancers. I think they're emotionally so they're on that brim. Like,
oh yeah, 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 yeah.
So like, oh, this is, you know, and they're just like together and they're feeling in the moment. And I mean, they definitely were moved by it. And I'm with you. I thought it was very pretty. It was very pretty. But yeah, I was like, wow, they're really in it, which is great to see. But yeah, sometimes you don't feel it the same way as they do.
Right.
Yeah.
That's kind of, okay. See?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I thought it was gorgeous.
It was lovely.
I loved every minute of it, but I was, at the end, I was surprised to see them, like, so upset. I was like, oh my gosh, that was
they
really touched. That.
Yeah, yeah. You could see it. They just kept touching each other, like, we need comfort.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Travis can just pull these. Where do these come from? Like, what's going on in there? I just want to know.
He's had a lot in his plate, too. I mean, being the mentor, and he's got this, and he's had some Emmy activities going on, too. He's got that on Saturday, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I just don't know how he does it. It's really incredible and crazy.
You have to learn to multitask and balance and all that other good stuff. But
yeah, it's so funny, though, because usually, you know, the creativity part of you kind of goes down when your plate is so full, but his is still very...
Yeah.
How about for you? I mean, you're busy being a full-time mom and working full-time. How has that been, just trying to be creative this season?
Good. It's a balance. It's a balance. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm not sleeping, basically, and still trying to do everything that I do. So it's been interesting. It's inspired me in new ways, for sure, just having her. But, and you feel kind of like just this power. You're like, I did that. You know, I just had a baby. But there's trying times, you know, when she doesn't sleep through the night at all, and I have a 6:30 a.m. rehearsal, and you have to be on. And so it's taught me a lot about the strength of myself, for sure.
Oh.
I imagine you just, like, stretching your baby.
I did put on Instagram the other day, we were in waiting for rehearsal to start, and she was doing a little popping lesson with Cyrus and Yaya. And Yaya had her hand, and she's like doing all these popping moves. So she's had her first popping lesson at 7 months.
That's amazing.
So it's on my Instagram. It's actually hilarious. It's so fun.
Oh my gosh, well, your daughter's destined for the art. Your husband's an actor, right?
Exactly.
Maybe she'll be a triple threat.
You never know.
Do any of you sing?
I mean, not well.
What are you thinking?
Yeah. In the shower.
I'm like, what's it going to be? It's so awesome. I'm going to skip over the solos and do the duets, and then we'll go back and talk about solos. Josh and Virgil in a Farside and Phoenix hip-hop piece. We're getting into the All-Stars now, so.
Yeah.
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 I mean, the number, this was, so this was like, you know, the rebuttal to the Run the World.
That was interesting to me, by the way. But I was like, I don't really think I needed that portion of it, but okay, fine. I went with it. Yeah.
Yeah. I loved it.
Yes.
I mean, this was awesome. This was the number that I think, you know, when we want hip hop, we want like this number. And this was like the hip hop number of the season.
It was
Absolutely.
Definitely beastie, like for sure. And actually, I was happy because it was last week, Farsight and Phoenix, where we were like, what happened here?
Yeah.
So I was like, God bless it, Farsight and Phoenix. Thank you for giving us the amazingness.
Well, and I think, too, they've given us such theatrical pieces this season.
Yeah,
it's really nice to see something a little bit
different.
And this shows their versatility and everything else. And they've had to create a lot of pieces. Ugh. I mean, I feel like they've been on almost every week.
Yeah, I think so.
I think you're right.
It is a lot. When it's you do almost every week, like, trying to pull out these numbers, and sometimes they give you two, and...
Yeah. And like you said, you just don't know what you get. Like, that's the thing I'm, like, always, like, I'm just backing those choreographers because your things change last minute. You're like, you think you have this, and no, you got this, and then your music's not cleared, and then you have this rehearsal got switched to this, and you're just like, there's so many factors that people don't see, and you're like, you know, you want to create that moment, but there's so many things that are out of your control to create that moment. So I know I was talking to them about the week that they had, you know, previous with Jim, and they just were like, they were really frustrated. They just couldn't pull out what they wanted to in him, and he was frustrated, bless him, you know. I didn't see that week, actually. I missed that week because I was traveling, but yeah, they were like, oh, it was awful, like the way they were talking, you know, and it's
it was
like,
not that
no bad. It wasn't that one though, not with Jim. It was the Alice in Wonderland match.
No, but that was a different
one. She's talking about a different
the
story.
Gym one.
Was the one that they were kind of just like, they felt really frustrated because they were just trying so hard, he was trying so hard, and the pieces didn't come together for them. I never saw, so I'm not sure what went down.
It was Jim and Comfort together.
Yeah. And so I think that sometimes you just, there's like, you just want it so bad and it's out of your hands. Like, you literally just have to go, okay, let's see what
this
happens.
Is it, and you know, and that's it. You get an all-star like Comfort, and you're like, great, we've got, you know, we know what we're getting with this.
Yeah.
And you get Jim, who, technically speaking,
is brilliant.
He's wonderful. But ballet and going into hip hop, and it's hard. It's so hard. And he put it all out there. He did everything that he could, and you know, he was always good with the performance face. Like,
I loved his performance face.
I also look at Derek. Derek had a week of, like, an awkward sort of hip hop, but come on, like, I can't do that. I can't do his 180 plus legs. So, it stretches you. It stretches you as an artist being on this show.
Yeah.
It's always going
to
work.
This hip hop, though, is just like,
it was so
there's
awesome.
always has to be one, and this was it. It was so good. It was just everything I want in a hip-hop number. It was, not a ton of tricks, not a ton of theatrical, just choreography the whole time. And, like, the one trick they had where he ran on his back was
loved
crazy.
It.
So cool.
That was cool.
So cool.
And
so
it's, like, the one trick that you're like, yeah, I want to see a trick I've never seen. And that one was awesome.
You know, and the one thing, this has been interesting, like, all night they were like, and you're short, and you're short, and you're short. For I actually want that kind of to stop, because I think for a dancer...
You can't do anything about that.
I know, you can't do anything about it, but he is also someone that, I don't think he's dancing underneath himself. I do feel like he dances big, and I think he's been successful, and even more successful as time has gone on. So I'm like, let it be, let it go. And I know they're probably just like looking for comments at this point, but I'm like, Virgil's doing just fine.
Yeah. Totally.
It's like, he's really? Got it. And he held his own next to Joshua, so nailed it. We then go to Haley and Marco, Ray Leeper, Jazz Piece.
Me?
Yeah, because I saw that face again.
Me? Man, Marco, Haley like showed up. I feel like I was watching her more than I was watching Marco, which is really
with you
impressive because Marco's so good. But she's so strong. This was, I think, the moment in the night when I was like, whoa, Haley is so good. And this, I think it was in this dance that I had that moment of just like, wow, she doesn't seem tired. I'm not seeing the fatigue in her, even though it's been this, like, obviously they've been rehearsing all day and night. And yeah, I just feel like she can pull it out when the show comes around, so...
And she's so tireless. Strong. Like, that girl in rehearsal, like, what you see on the show is what she gives you every single time in the studio. And that's why I think she's improved so much, and that she's kind of, you just trust her. As a choreographer, you just trust what you're going to give her. She's going to pull it off every time. And she's a perfectionist, too. I actually was trying to shake that a bit in her, like, just to be like, let it go so you can actually enjoy and, like, be filled in the moment with what you're supposed to be filled with and not thinking about the steps, about how good you're executing the steps. But I agree. In this piece, she shone, and she danced side by side with Marco, and I agree, I was watching her the whole time.
Yeah,
and I always love to hear sort of the feedback of what's happening in the rehearsal studio with some of the dancers, too, because it makes a difference sort of on how they improve or what their experience is like on the actual show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we've always said, like, sometimes we'll get off air and people are like, oh my gosh, I had this one contestant and they were awful in rehearsal, or you get others and they were like, they were amazing, and we're like, oh, this is why when there are judges saves, they were saving this one particular dancer over and over again, because rehearsals really matter.
And that counts. Like, Nigel asked us, like, how are they to work with and what's going on in rehearsal? And everything you do on the show is counted. You know, they're watching you because it all goes towards the end result. And so, yeah, if there is someone that we've had in the past that maybe has, like, a little bit of an attitude or, you know, is not taking notes or not acting the way they really should be, it's taken into account, too. And it's, you know, it's part of the decision of who they save.
And you know what? It carries out into the real world.
Absolutely.
It's so interesting to me, and some of them are so young, they may not have, like, the wherewithal to comprehend the whole thing, but, like, these are all professional working choreographers outside of this one show. Yeah. They can hire you elsewhere.
Yeah.
Have a good rehearsal every single day you're there, even if you're exhausted or injured. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. You forget about that, but you're like, guess what? When you go to their audition, they're like, oh, no, you're a pain in the butt.
It's true.
I believe it.
It is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you see that one person turn up and you're like, no.
Oh. Don't want to work with them. Don't want to work with them.
All right, Cyrus and Yaya in a Christopher Scott piece. Now, this one was deemed the sequel to the Twitch and Cyrus piece from season 9, which I went back and watched, too, because I felt like I was like, I loved that piece, yes. But I wanted a refresher and then take a look at the two of them. And the judges were
harsh
on this one.
Way too harsh.
Unbelievably harsh.
You were right by Chris Scott, weren't you?
I had my mouth open. I literally had to close my mouth. I was in such shock. This was the piece of the night for me. When I saw rehearsals, everything that was going down, I was like, I was so excited because those two artists are exceptional at what they do.
Explosive.
And so explosive and so dynamic and so like something that no one can do. I'm sitting there like, I've trained my whole life and I've done 1,000 different styles and I'm like, that is so impressive to me. So watching the two of them, I was like, this is going to be so exciting. And I loved the first piece and I thought it was brilliant that Chris was just trying to put another twist on it. You know, like, maybe it wasn't necessary. Maybe Nigel didn't like the idea of a sequel, but it was cool to make people go back and watch the first piece and remember how much they loved it. So I thought it was smart on his part. And then when they came out, I just was like, I was blown away. So when the comments came out, I literally was like, I'm not watching the same thing. It didn't compute.
And
for me.
In the same room. It's not like you're watching a monitor.
And the room was like, oh my, everyone was kind of like, the room was booing. And it was like, you could cut the tension in the room. And I was like, oh my gosh, what's happening? You know, and, you know, it's three people's opinion. And they can say what they want. But I was so blown away that that's how that went down. I didn't expect that.
I was shocked. And I mean, Chris, in my opinion, is like...
He's genius.
Ridiculous. And he, like, first off, the fact, like, I want to see what... I kind of wish they would, like, do long videos of the rehearsal space because how do you even choreograph an animation dance? Like, are you literally like, okay, I just want you to do shoulder pops, or is it like this one? You know, is it every animation move? Are you choreographing? Like, how does he do that? That I have no idea. It's so incredible. And yeah, and then to have both of these guys come in, and I thought I saw, you know, Yaya's fatigue in it, but it doesn't mean that the judges' comments were anywhere near what I thought for this dance because it was still so good. I just felt like, oh man, I felt like I've seen more from Yaya in animation, and I felt like she's normally like 10 times what she showed me.
I was with Stacey all the way on this one. Like everything that you said, I was with you. I thought Yaya was otherworldly. Mm-hmm. I just think that her level of execution, I mean, even tired, is still
it's crazy.
I hate to
say this, but it literally, because she's a girl too, is like so mind-blowing because like out of all the people we've ever seen do animation, there's no woman animators that are like her.
Yeah.
So that power too is like,
it's so cool.
Stand next to Cyrus and be able to be that good. And
like, I would pay for that show, I think. I think I would pay to see that.
The
like,
$300 that Jason was going to pay?
Yeah.
I mean, was it for that one, though?
No, it was for another one.
Oh, yeah, expensive. It was expensive, yes.
Your watch cost more than that. $300.
You know, I think, like, I do think that we have seen Yaya be a little bit more explosive. Maybe it's the fatigue. It was the end of the night for her. She still had her solo left to do on top of all of this. But you know, I think the concept was cool. It was interesting to see Cyrus match up against Yaya. You know, and then when you start listening to the choreographers, I mean, the
judges' comments, you're like, oh my gosh. And Yaya even made a face, and I was
shocked.
Like, it's probably hard at this point where you're like, Nigel, do you know how hard I've worked? Yeah. This is, I'm in dance number 4, I've got dance number 5, I'm tired, I'm injured, I'm here in the top 4. You're just probably at your like limit.
What else do you want from me?
It is. Sometimes it's hard to see like what else is there, because I bet that she felt like she gave everything on that dance floor.
I think it was a really important performance for her, too, because I'm sure she respects Cyrus so much.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's so much expectation for this piece because they're so specialized and so extraordinary. So I think she was probably, that was just disappointment, I'm sure.
Think, too, to prove, like, how you were saying, like, I'm a girl and this is Cyrus, and,
I'm
like, watch me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And her story, she's from the Czech Republic. Her story is so crazy. But I also think, too, again, they were doing all of these duets, like I was out there doing a million duets. I don't know where that came from, but they weren't doing the group numbers. A group number might have given you a little bit more moments to rest or anything else like that. Your brain is constantly working with all of these duets and your solo. Like, there's so much on their shoulders this week. It was really intense.
I don't know how they did it.
They did a good job. And then the final all-star and top 4 piece of the night was Gabby and Zach. Anthony's back.
I've been waiting for this number all season.
We've been waiting. And it was so funny. Everyone was guessing all week. They're like, maybe it's going to be Valerie and it's going to be 2 girls tapping. And then everyone's like, Valerie is in. Well, no, we knew Aaron was out. I knew that. And then everyone was trying to guess Valerie. Valerie was in the Midwest. So we're like, Valerie's not in this week. And then
Zach
it is. But Anthony's pieces, I just are always so extraordinary. They're super challenging.
They're almost mean. They're so hard. Like, that was, like, almost mean. When I saw the blocks, I was like, why? That's like, it's cool, but it's kind of mean. Like, that's really hard. That's really hard.
Zach's like, I got this. Yeah.
I watched it live on the East Coast, which is so rare for us here, and I was just like, don't slip, don't slip.
Because
normally, if I had watched on the West Coast, I would have already seen on Twitter, like, they slipped. Oh, you know. But I was like, but. Yeah.
I was just, like, really hoping that the blocks on the stage were much, much heavier and, like, less mobile than the ones in rehearsal, because, like, the ones in rehearsal. I was like, please, please let them not move. Yeah, and they didn't move. I thought it was fantastic. I mean, it was one of my favorites.
I mean, Anthony Margiotto, he's one of my really close friends, and he's a genius, speaking of genius. Like, he just is unbelievable what he does. He's, like, one of a kind in his own right. So if you ever see him perform, it's, like, mind-blowing. You need
he
to Google
did last
it. It's
season.
Unreal.
Remember? Yeah. What dance was it that he danced with Valerie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I forget. I don't know if he was supposed to.
No, Stairs was Zach.
I think maybe he was just the all-star. Like, he choreographed it.
Are you
or
sure?
He did dance with Val, though. I do remember.
I remember that, too.
Because I was like, oh, yes, we can watch him.
He's just unbelievable. So, and just bring Tap back into the show is incredible. And to see Gabby do it, they were spot on. I loved it.
Yeah, everyone in the chat room is like, Piano Man is everything with Aaron and Zach last season.
So good. So
I know
good.
I've watched that one probably 18 times. So
such a good song.
It is. And, you know, I'm not a tapper. I never was a tapper. I will never be a tapper. I'm not good with syncopated rhythm at all. However, I just have such an appreciation for it. And it's so challenging. And just, like, watching what they did up and down the blocks yesterday.
Crazy.
It was awesome. It was so awesome.
It really was.
And the costuming, everything. I was like, this is fantastic.
I just really liked how Anthony, too, like, the music itself, it didn't sound like tap music versus, like, her solo would be like, oh, yeah, people tap to this song all the time because there's so much rhythm in it. And he just can, like, place rhythm into a song, and it works. It's so incredible. Like, that to me was like, what? Where is he pulling this from? So cool.
So talented. And I know, I do feel
like... I feel like you do that, too. You do a lot of songs that don't have music in the back, or like, when there's like a lot of breaks, and they're like, how are they counting? Where are they getting their... How are they doing this?
I know, I only count Nate, so
I was...
I'd be a mess on So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even make top 20.
Everyone in chat is like... He did not dance with.
Yeah, I think
I remember that.
I think they did
maybe
in
rehearsal.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, was it rehearsal that
I'm pretty sure
package.
I would have remembered that.
Maybe.
Literally, they're all like, you're both wrong.
In the rehearsal.
I think it was probably rehearsal then.
Because I do remember watching him.
You get to
him.
See him. He definitely does. Like,
maybe that was
He's
it.
Like, here's what it's supposed to look like. And you're like, oh,
he's
do
incredible.
That some more.
Yeah. Maybe, okay, yeah, maybe it was rehearsal. I just remember, I'm like, no, I've seen him
in the He tours with us every weekend. I teach on the same convention as him. And so he, as part of the faculty show, he performs, and I literally cry. I'm like, this is Tap, and I'm crying because you're genius. And so to bring that to the show, I mean,
That's
so good.
I know,
so
I love that we have tappers. Solos, of course, Gabby, Virgil, Haley, and Yaya.
What was your favorite solo of the night? Oh. We do this every week because it's so hard. Yours was Gabby.
Yeah. That tap number was so fast, and I feel like on the show, they always kind of get on tappers, and they're like, oh, that was really fast, but, like, show us what you can do.
Yeah,
show us what you can really do. And then she kind of was like, okay, now I'm going to do my fast tap number. And she did it, and it was just awesome.
I'm with you. I'm going to go with you. Yes. It definitely was the most... I mean, they were all good, but
mine
yes.
was Yaya. Just
was
because
it?
I'm still blown
she ate her
away
hat.
Of what she can do.
Yeah,
I honestly
that was crazy.
I don't know. Maybe it's because it's the furthest thing from what I can do. Maybe that's it. Maybe I feel like because I'm trained to tap and I feel like everything else. I'm like, I don't know if it's just like it's so mind blowing to me. But
do you go home and are you like practicing crumping? Because sometimes I like in my car when I'm driving, I'm like can imagine it. I can imagine what it would look like. But then I'm like, oh no, don't try.
Don't do that.
Yeah, like not even alone. Like. Don't embarrass yourself. Because I feel like it's so instinctual. Like, your body could just do it. But then it's like,
No, not so much.
I think for me, it was Virgil this week, just because I felt like he just
was
like...
Oh, his solo was awesome.
It was really just... He was like, I'm just going to throw it all out there. And I felt like...
It was kind of cool and different, too. I feel like a lot of times we see him do, like, arm stuff. And, like, he'll go up and down and, like... Mm-hmm. That it was all about his feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really. I thought it was really unique. And I just, you know, I feel like every week we're like, Gabby, Gabby. Mm. Oh, Jim solos.
Yeah, Jim's won a lot.
Jim's, someone wrote the greatest tweet ever last night, and someone was like, I heard the reason why Jim wasn't on the show this week is because he's still in Releve in that Arabesque. And it was like, I don't know who put it out there,
That's
but it was
amazing.
Like amazing. I
so
saw the
good.
Exchange between the two
so
of you,
good.
Too, because Jim was like, I wanted to work with
you,
Stacey.
I know, I was so bummed. He was one that I was like, I just want to get my hands on him. I mean, the technique alone is just like...
His lines are gorgeous.
Oh, it's like a dream. Didn't happen.
It'll happen in the future.
It'll
definitely will. You know, just kind of like going back and, you know, we're down to the final four. Does anyone, like, have an idea in your head of how you think this will finish, like, 1 through 4?
Oh, yeah, let's make predictions.
Yeah, this is the only week I'll do predictions.
This is so hard.
And it's like choosing between your children.
It is. It's Sophie's choice.
Okay, 1 through 4.
More for you than for me.
Chloe, you go first.
Okay.
Who do you think will win and then go to fourth place?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Or go 4-1. Go 4-1.
One Stage, One Street are winning, right?
No,
one winner.
It's just one winner. Okay.
So we have to go fourth place?
So then, okay, cool. Oh, yeah, so I'll do fourth. Well, pageant style.
Okay.
Okay, so fourth, third runner-up.
Yes.
Third runner-up, as we say, is going to be Haley, I think. And then second runner-up is going to be Gabby.
Really?
And then Virgil. And then I think Yaya's going to win.
Wow. Interesting.
That's just like my betting. That's what I would bet on. In my heart, I really want Gabby to win. I, like, really like Gabby. I really want a tapper to win.
So interesting.
I like her story.
This is so challenging right now.
Okay, Allison.
I think I'm going to go with you. Third runner-up, Haley. I'm going to go second runner-up, Virgil.
Well, okay.
I'm going to go first runner-up, Yaya.
Oh!
And I'm going to go Gabby with the win.
Giving it for Gabby!
Can't they both win?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, why can't they both win? Oh!
That's the hardest thing. It's like, they when anyone in top four any season ever has won. Like, you've just won. You've made it that far.
You're winning if you're in the top 20.
That's true.
I just feel like, just to get on the show is such an honor.
I mean, I love Yaya. I really do love her. But I feel like Gabby is.
Okay. I'll try for now. Okay. I think Kaylee fourth.
Okay.
Virgil third.
No.
I do. It is, and I feel like Yaya won last week, and I feel like Gabby won this week. I think it...
I kind of have the chills right now.
I know.
I know.
I need to make this prediction, and I need to just, like, stand by it. Because even Yaya was like, Gabby's going to win. Gabby's going to win, I think. Even though all season I've been saying Yaya's going to win.
All right.
I don't know.
We'll see.
I want them both to win.
What do you think?
I mean, this is terrible for me to say, but I think what's going to happen, this is my guess, would be Haley in third runner-up, Virgil, Yaya, then Gabby.
What? Oh. You guys were all the same. Right?
No,
did you give it to Tiara?
No, same as you.
Yeah.
And my heart's torn of actually how it should go down, but I feel like that's the way it might go down.
Yeah, and I do feel like it's interesting to me because I feel like Yaya had a head start over most people.
Yeah.
She also had the fan base. We were very familiar with her story from last season. And, you know, Gabby has had this slow rise, and it's now I feel like Yaya's catching up just a little bit now. And yeah.
I mean, I don't care who wins. I love them all.
It's true.
And really, in this show, like, not winning is still amazing. Winning. Because it's winning. Like, look at, I mean, Twitch did not win.
Yeah.
I mean,
Comfort
didn't win. Jasmine, she's got a crazy career.
One of the most
career.
Successful.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. So, I mean,
anytime I turn on, like, any Jasmine's female there. Video, yeah. Yeah, you're like, oh, there's Jasmine.
Yeah. Oh, Jasmine. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Beyonce. Yeah. Oh,
I feel
Sarah.
Like Haley's going to be like that. Haley's going to be like a Jasmine. I think because she's so employable in this industry. She's so commercial.
Great face.
She can do everything. Great face. She kills hip hop, so yeah. I think she's going to be yeah. like have a career like that.
Half the cast of Dancing with the Stars has been on. Is what you think?
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
We always joke around like they take all of our dancers.
They do. I know when Haley's joining this season from season 10.
Haley Ebert's in Troop.
Yeah, Haley Ebert's in Troop this season along with Brittany and Jenna.
Yeah, Jenna.
Awesome. Jenna.
I mean, like Whitney and Lindsay are pros, and
I want her to be a pro. Guy.
Jenna, yes. I agree. She's amazing.
So
Jenna,
incredible. Yeah, she's so do.
I mean,
it should happen. I thought it was going to happen this year. I thought
so too. I thought with some of the movement and some of the pros and things that were happening, and I don't know.
Next year, maybe.
I hope so. Next season. Season 22.
Jenna.
Because
yeah.
we get two seasons a year out of them.
That's true.
And fingers crossed that we get another season on So You Think.
Yeah. One more.
I know. What are you up to post-season?
Oh, gosh. Life outside of So You Think You Can Dance.
I know, right?
Well, besides being mom, I actually have a show coming up, a new musical being done in Toronto. So we're building it from the ground up. So we're in pre-production right now, auditioning in like a month. And then we start in the spring. So I'm super excited about that. It's called Dancer, and it's contemporary, like classical dancers.
Cool.
But a really true musical. So like the actors are acting and the singing and, you know, it has like typical, you know, songs like a musical. But the story is all about a famous racehorse in Canadian history called Northern Dancer. Ooh. So it's a really outside the box, like the dancers are the horses, which is,
whoa.
I think, really cool. So I'm hiring, like, you know, dancers that are really trained with these crazy legs. And so it's going to be a really big challenge. And I'm really excited because I love stage. I've been doing, like, a lot of television. And although I love, of course, working on the show and I love TV, it's so, like, technical. It goes by so fast. And so to work on a show for a project, like, for, like, you know, months is going to be really exciting.
Are they looking to a Broadway run?
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Toronto's a good place to start.
Yeah. And we're in a gorgeous theater, a 1,500 seat theater, and it's just super exciting.
That's gonna be so
and I'm Canadian,
cool.
So it's like going back to my roots. Aww. And like getting to hire an audition, like dancers that, you know, are Canadian. I'm just like, it's hard when you're Canadian to like kind of make it into the States. I mean, it's not, but it is. You have a lot of things you have to fight against. So I love going back and like being part of a Canadian production that possibly, you know, could, you know, go to Broadway. Would be so exciting.
That'd be incredible.
That sounds cool.
I know. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We are so thrilled that you are here.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
I know.
So
I was like, every season I'm like, season attack her on the red carpet wherever we are. I feel like. Tell everyone where they can find you online.
You can find me at SJTukey on Instagram or StacyTukey, StacyTukey.com.
All right.
Yeah. Cool. You guys can find me on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter at Chloe West X.
You can find me everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, etc., at The Allison Dean.
Twitter at Kristen Burt, and I don't know, where else am I? Snapchat, same thing. Facebook and Instagram, The Kristen Burt. I will be at the Creative Arts Emmys on the red carpet on Saturday,
cool.
So hopefully I have some choreographer interviews. We'll see y'all next week for our finale. Phoenix and Farside are our guests.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.